Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. English poet, author John Donne said, "No man is an island." This is especially true when it comes to leadership. If memory serves me correctly, Fran Tarkenton, former quarterback of the great Minnesota Vikings, when they won the Super Bowl, he said, "Quarterbacks don't win games, teams do." It's important for every leader to realize that they can't do it alone. Plus, they should never try to figure out everything on their own.
The scripture is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 in the Message Bible, which we recently quoted. But boy, it's worth quoting.
Yes, it is.
Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Excuse me. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track.
God will keep you on track, even when it seems like you're going around in circles and making no progress. If you feel like you keep bumping to a brick wall of resistance or seeming defeat, you need to figure out a way to either go under, over, or around the wall. You need a breakthrough, which for years I've defined as a sudden burst of enthusiasm, information, or revelation that takes you beyond all previous points of past resistance into your future success. Your breakthrough, oftentimes, is ignited by who you're listening to.
So you have to be careful about who you're listening to. Proverbs 5, verse 7 in the Classic Amplified says, "Now therefore, my sons, listen to me and depart not from the words of my mouth."
Here are seven characteristics of an effective leader. Number one.
We might add, before we even start, that everybody, and I mean everybody, is a leader.
One way or another. Number one, every successful leader makes sure their plans were first God's plans. Proverbs 19:21, New Living Translation. "You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail."
Hallelujah.
I kind of like the Message Bible translation of that scripture, Proverbs 19:21. It says, "We humans keep brainstorming options and plans, but God's purpose prevails." God expects us to plan. I mean, after all, he made us after his image and in his likeness, and yes, he's a planner. But all our plans should always be approved by him.
Number two, effective leadership is duplicatable. Effective leadership is duplicatable. Exodus 18:20 in the Message Bible says, "Your job is to teach them the rules and instructions, to show them how to live, what to do." In order to be successful in our lives, we need a successor, which means we must train those who work with us to be effectively handling the things that we need to help in achieving. Let me put it that way. An effective leader should always be trying to work themselves out of a job by training and developing new leaders who can assume even greater areas of responsibility. As a mom, you know, or dad, you're trying to teach your children even how to live successfully on this earth. So even that makes us leaders.
That's right.
We'd be amazed, or maybe not, at the number of people who do everything themselves because they illogically figure that if somebody else becomes better at a job, they may lose it to them. I'm not going to say that never happens, but God is the one who promotes, and he just might have something better in mind for you. There is a scripture, though, that we need to always abide by the principles, and it's called Ephesians 6:8, we like to call it. Whatever good thing you cause to happen to somebody else, God, I like that, God will do for you. So if you're good at developing successful leaders, you will never be out of a job. And one other thing, you'll never be broke either, because God's good leaders are in demand.
Number three, create a winning profile for members of your leadership team. Profiling's become kind of a no-no word because of all the politically correct people.
Or politically crazy people, but whatever you want to say.
I didn't say it. Thought it, but I didn't say it. But that's not exactly what it takes in building a leadership team. Psalm 112 offers an excellent description of the character qualities you want to be looking for in a leader. A good leader, we give favor and blessings to others. Psalm 112:5, King James. A good man showeth favor. 112:5 in the Classic Amplified. It is well with the man who deals generously and lends, who conducts his affairs with justice. A real leader, will never fear or fall for the tricks of the enemy. Psalm 112:7, Classic Amplified. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is firmly fixed, trusting, leaning on, and being confident in the Lord. There's great scriptures in Psalm 112.
Yes, there is.
A leader will stand with and before others. Proverbs 22:29, Classic Amplified Bible. Do you see a man diligent, skillful in business? He will stand before kings, and he will not stand before obscure men.
Number four, delegate, not relegate. Let me say this again. Delegate, not relegate. There's one bad thing about being a one-man band, and that's the fact that when the leader tires, the music stops. In leadership, you have two choices. You can live your life by always responding to the hottest fire, the thing that most demands your immediate attention, in other words, thus placing everything else on the back burner, or you can trust the leadership team you're developing with greater responsibilities. Yes, they're going to mess up from time to time, but that's how they learn to never make that same mistake twice. Sometimes we need to learn that too. And some mistakes can actually lead to greater values when you put your mind to it. And it's significant than vulcanized rubber, post-it notes, silly putty, the slinky, chocolate chip cookies, and even penicillin were all created by mistakes. And those are just a few of the many things that happen. Matter of fact, in 1886, a pharmacist named John Pemberton thought he was cooking up a medical syrup in a large brass kettle that was slung over an open fire. But as he stirred it with this kind of ore-looking thing, Pemberton thought he was creating a tonic for people who were tired, nervous, or plagued with sore teeth. Coke didn't make it as medicine, and it wasn't even an instant success as a beverage. In the first year, Pemberton spent $73.96 promoting his new product, but he only managed to sell $50 worth. Now, today, people consume more than 1 billion Coca-Colas a day. Romans 8, verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." Sometimes we don't feel like that purpose is working out for us, but you know what? We have to hold on because God's got something. How does the old saying go, honey? If nothing's happening, God's up to something or
that's something along that line.
Anyway, delegate. And if one of your leaders messes up, fix it and keep going forward.
Number five, specific instructions with timelines. Joshua 1:7, New Living Translation. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you'll be successful in everything you do. The instructions from this verse are very clear. Be strong and courageous, no matter what obstacles you have to overcome. However, being courageous is not enough. You have to obey the instructions you were given. An effective leader and team player will always follow their instructions. Promotion in the marketplace is dependent upon your ability to follow instructions in a timely manner.
Number six, effective leaders build a network of effective leaders. Let me say that again. Effective leaders build a network of effective leaders. As a leader or a member of a leadership team, it's easy to fall prey to the tyranny of the urgent, but resist it. We've seen many leaders paint themselves into a corner because they didn't properly plan the things they needed to accomplish. Ecclesiastes 8, 5 and 6. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verses 5 and 6 in the New International Version says, "Whoever obeys his command will come to no harm, and the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. For there is a proper time and procedure for every matter, though a man's misery weighs heavily upon him." Simply said, there is a right way to do things, and then there's every other way. An effective leader needs to learn to do the proper thing at the proper time. In 1 Peter 5, verse 6 in the Living Bible, it says, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." When we do things properly, decently, and in order, then we'll be able to reap the benefit. And as it says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40, in the New Living Translation, "Be sure that everything is done properly and in order."
Number seven, create a successful infrastructure. Never forget, well, let me say it more positively, always remember who you're working for. Your paycheck may come from a specific company, business, or governmental organization. However, you must remember who you're working for. Ephesians 6:7, the New Living Translation. Work with enthusiasm, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Truthfully, when we realize we're working for the Lord, commit to do our best for him, he'll bless the works of our hands. Psalm 37:5, New Living Translation. Commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust him, and he will help you. You can read every book ever written on leadership, attend every seminar on the subject, but the essential ingredient is the Holy Spirit. You have a great plan, but if the Holy Spirit's not in the midst of it, your best efforts will never produce the results you desire. And that's probably one of the most important things in effective leadership.
That is true.
Is following the unction of the Holy Ghost. Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you put in the ground. Do what he says, and that's all we'll ever ask. And one more thing, a week from today is your birthday.
And maybe two more things. I mean, one other one. Also, we have a very sweet and close, you know, partner in the ministry, Yvette. And she needs some extra special prayer right now. She's in a position, she needs to make some decisions and some things happen for her. So keep Yvette
and the favor of God flowing in her life.
That's right. Keep her in your prayers. We appreciate it.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.